conversations over that there used to be some animosity really between fraternity and sorority people and independence. I guess because the Greek system there was such a big thing, you know, like you had about 27 or 30 fraternities and they all had houses, had a fraternity row.
It was a big deal. And I was just wondering if things had changed or do you still feel that kind of...
Well, like the frats and the GDIs, that's what we call the independent GDIs.
Yeah.
And, you know, you catch a frat rat or things like that, but...
It's not such a big deal.
No, well, tech is kind of a suitcase college. If you're not in a frat or sorority, I mean, there's nothing to do. I mean, there's no bars or anything. You know, everything's 3.2 unless you want to spend the weekend up at Stowe's. So, that's about it.
What's the enrollment in tech?
About 12,000.
Is tech the, like if you want an engineering degree, is this the place to go?
It's very good engineering school.
That's what its reputation is.
Right. I've been thinking about making it for a while, just all engineering school.
Is there any, does it have any kind of school of agriculture? Or?
Right. They got tech farm. A lot of agriculture and everything. Animal husbandry and everything else.
Agronomy.
Right.
Dirt science.
Geology is another good course here. They got a good zoo. Kind of lax on our chemistry, but they got a good zoo curriculum. Good teachers.
Auburn has a reputation of being the cow school in Alabama. Of course, Alabama students get on the case about that. You know, kind of a rivalry going between the two schools because Alabama has the professional schools like medicine and law and all that. But Auburn students think the Alabama people are so stuck up in all this. You know.
It's totally mixed. I mean, we've got everything. That SIG from pre-med to professional aviation. About everything.
You said you selected Tech just because of proximity to home, or?
Well, that and size, I don't, you know.
Don't care for LSU?
No, it's just too big. I mean, you can get lost. I like the quarter system a lot better, too, than the semester system.
LSU's on semester.
Right. Yeah. A lot of my friends went here. I could have gone to Baton Rouge if I wanted to. I just didn't want to. I mean, not this so close. I mean, I got a lot of work around here, you know.
See if how much of this stuff we can knock out. You mentioned skillet, and one other word for it, I don't know if I got it, is the tape ran out, but you might also call a skillet a...
frying pan, or just a pan.
Yeah, okay. What about these big black cast iron vessels that you used to see out in the country in people's front yards?
Kettle.
Okay. And something, a container that you would put cut flowers in.
Planter,
what about something?
Flower pot.
Okay, something a little fancier.
Terrarium.
Okay, or decorative, might be made out of china, or a slender thing which you might put a rose in.
Bud vase.
Sure, okay. And utensils that you eat with, the individual pieces you call them?
Fork, spoon, knife, or...
Okay, plural of knife, you say a set of...
knives.
Okay, all right. Say if you've eaten a meal and the dishes are dirty, you say you have to do what to the dishes to get them clean?
Scrub them, wash them, or soak them.
Okay. And after you've washed them, to get the soap suds off, you say you do what to them?
Dry them.
Or to get the soap off you?
Rinse them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're washing dishes,